Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's catch up.
I got a real estate deal. I'm taking it to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Well, welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. See, now we're on Facebook Live, too.
Oh, great.
At the same time.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, it's because I'm sitting next to, you know, Glamour Magazine and GQ over here, and I'm in, you know. Meanwhile, AARP is trying to get me for their car.
I thought I was safe for radio.
Nope.
And if you're going to have a contest, we might as well see how big we can push it out. Joining us tonight, if you can't tell by the pictures on Real Talk About Real Estate, and by the way, my arm will not stay this way all show. It's not happening. David Hammerschmidt and Danielle Yeager of At Properties, the number one real estate office in Berrien County. Dave's got over 20 years in the real estate business, all here in Southwest Michigan, and some great five-star reviews in his work, easy to find online. Dave's cell phone is 269-369-7522. Email is davidhammerschmidt@atproperties.com.
Yep.
And Danielle, her cell phone is 269-876-2736. Email is Danielle Yeager. There's two L's in Danielle, correct?
Correct.
Okay. At atproperties.com. See, now you got, there's at least three people watching, seven people watching right now.
Live audience.
Well, here's the fun thing about it. You guys have a Facebook contest going between you two right now.
Right now.
Right now.
And whichever one of you wins the contest, I'll give a $30 Lake House gift certificate so you can take somebody to lunch. How's that?
Ooh, I like it.
Not me.
Do we have to take you to lunch?
No.
No.
Then I just buy. As long as we were under the trid limits or whatever, you know, whatever those are. Dave, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, John?
I'm good. I'm happy. I'm having fun.
Good to see you.
Dog
Thanks
days
for having
of
me
August.
Back.
Glad to have you back.
I'm not as nervous this time.
And no, you got the big, great smile. Danielle filled in for you 1 week, too.
Yep.
When you were you bear hunting up north or something? Or just
not bear hunting.
He was running from the
walleye.
Bears.
Yeah.
Walleye. Yeah, running from the bears.
Yeah. So, Danielle, how are you since then?
Glad to be here. Much more relaxed this time as well, too. Thanks to David for giving me the shotgun tour of radio while he was gone. I was really excited to be here last time and gonna make it a lot more relaxed this time, I think.
Yeah, and a lot more fun. So you each have it's Danielle Yeager Realtor and David Hammerschmidt Realtor. Facebook pages,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we want folks to do is go out and like one or the other. If you like both, that doesn't count. It's
right. Like, you have to like mine.
It's like putting in a write-in.
You can like hers after the show.
And you guys both wrote down how many likes you had on your pages before the show, right?
Yeah, we're two apart right now.
You're two apart.
So whoever gets the most business Facebook page likes during the show wins the
$30 Lake House.
Wins the bet and the $30
Amy Hugel,
from you.
Just be ready. I'm buying another gift certificate.
Hey, so
Amy, if you help me win, I'll buy two and give them out for Lake House.
Whoever likes mine first, I'll use it with them.
Oh, right there. That's going to make me win right there.
But you
David.
Can't just like. You can't just like. You got to like it, leave a message, and then share it out on
share
yours,
it, right?
Yeah, good idea. Yeah,
and just so you know, David, I've been shared in Ireland already, so we're worldwide.
Yeah. You've been shared in Ireland.
Well, I was
Facebook
just shared
is global.
In Ireland. Yeah.
Let's see. No, I know who's watching currently, and none of them are global at the moment.
Uh-oh. Hi, Brendan Duggan Ireland. Thanks for sharing.
I have had clients from London and Jordan, the country Jordan, London, England, buy here in Southwest Michigan. So, You know, it's entirely possible. All right. So if you want to listen instead of the Facebook Live thing, that's the radio station. That's where it is. I'm going to push that off because... Because it's too hard to hold up a Facebook Live phone.
Tired.
I don't work out like you guys do.
Yeah.
No, you don't work out? Oh, come on. You work in the in-laws farm once in a while. You chase Jack.
There you go. That's you my know, workout.
That's energetic.
Yeah, trying to keep him from ripping my head off every day.
And you do wrist lifts.
I do with
on
my
occasion.
Wine. Yep.
Yeah. Your wine?
I was thinking martinis. I try and switch hands so that I keep it even.
So you keep it going.
That's right.
And properties. Just recently in the past quarter. Largest, and I don't mean largest in terms of number of team members and realtors and associates, but in terms of the volume of sales in Berrien County, number two last year, number one for Lakefront, but now number one in the county overall. Yeah. Great company.
Yeah, it's great. So we just have both recently moved there to properties in St. Joseph, and it's a really exciting adventure for the both of us. And it was something I never really thought I would do, but it's kind of like starting all over and being a new guy again and new company and there's a
newbie.
Lot to learn. And
we're on more level ground now. We're
you guys are sort of on
there.
Double secret probation.
We are. If we don't perform, they'll boot us out to the street.
No, right? You got to go through all the training and pass the tests. Mark and Mary Wortman are here fairly often. And some other folks as well, I believe, from Ant Properties. It's a large growing group and number one in Chicago, of course, heavy region here. And this weekend is an amazing homes tour that Ant Properties has gone on. 46 homes on Saturday. The Home for the Summer Tour, Build Your Home Tour. You can find it on atpropertiestour.com. More information about that. If you didn't get, I bet a lot of us got, we got an invitation in the mail.
Invitations.
There's a poster hanging on my door.
Open to the public. Some of those homes are just drop dead gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful homes. Great for people who just want to look.
So this would be really great for a bunch of wives with a limo, maybe some wine. That's up to you. And to leave the husbands at home.
Mm-hmm. And go look at some beautiful homes.
Or if they don't have a limo, they could call me.
David's got a custom service.
David could drive.
Yeah,
David could drive the limo.
You guys could drink. We'll hit a few of them.
Well, there's several of them up in this area, too. Yeah. Stretching South Haven down to Baroda and Sawyer and Buchanan, a whole bunch in Union Pier in New Buffalo. Again, that website is atpropertiestour.com. How's your Facebook numbers doing?
I haven't checked.
I'm still ahead, I'm sure, at least by two.
Come on, people. Free lunch on the line.
Hey, as long as you're out there, you go talk about real. You go like the Real Talk About Real Estate page, the Union Home Mortgage page. I do those as well, of course.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're here. Because of you, John, and your new venture with the new mortgage. Well, it's not new anymore, but...
Well, yeah,
exciting
well,
news
months.
For you and
9 months. We're growing. A lot of folks just moved in to join our team.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're getting ready to do some really fun things this fall as a company.
Good deal. What's the rate today?
I can't tell you that. Oh. I'd have to pull your credit report. Know what your down payment is and what kind of loan
just
you want.
Hold up your fingers.
And TRID and the lawyers and the compliance department certainly.
Got it.
Wouldn't do it. I can tell you that rates have been falling over the past few weeks.
Yeah. Though. Well, the market's
That's good news.
Been busy for sure.
Yeah. I think there was a little slowdown here and there in parts of July because we just crossed into August because we got through the 4th of July holiday and a lot of people took that week off. And boy, was that a mess trying to get, folks closed around the
right.
The third being Monday, and
everybody's busy. But it's
there should
been,
be no
ho-
there should
summer.
Be no holidays in the middle of the week. That's all I'm saying.
It's very inconvenient for us.
Yeah.
But things have been great. Things are still busy, and people are still out there looking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's
still a great time to get your home on the market.
Well, particularly because if you're working with the right folks, you can make an offer this weekend and be closed before school starts.
Yeah.
Unless you should go to Michigan Lutheran or. Or the Catholic schools, which start earlier.
Ooh, that they start early.
Or if you pick the wrong lender.
You mean like a big behemoth national kind of company? We won't name names.
We won't name any names, but you know what I'm talking about.
We like local, not online.
Yeah, definitely local and not online. And even those of us who are fairly quick, we're about 21 days. I mean, I just had a...
Wow.
I had a... took an application on a Monday from former coworkers, friends of mine who work for another institution. Tuesday, they signed their documents. Wednesday, I ordered the appraisal. Friday, the appraisal came back. Monday, they were in underwriting. Tuesday, they were cleared to close. 8 days.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
But as things move through really fast like that, We had already sent the closing docs out to the title company, and the pest inspection came back and said, hey, there's major structural damage from termites. And they went, done. I'm not doing it. So, you know, but, those things are possible. At the same time, you run into folks where there's something wrong with a house that needs to be fixed for FHA or rural development or VA. Mm-hmm. And so you go, okay, here's the list from the appraiser that needs to be fixed. And so they say it's done, and the appraiser goes back out and it's not done. And so then you go to, no, you didn't do this part. And then the appraiser goes back out again, and it's still not done. And the appraiser goes back out a third time. And well, now you really are 6 weeks later.
A lot of that, people don't realize a lot of that comes back to us, because how much time do we spend trying to track down contractors, reputable contractors, mm-hmm. and getting things finished in a timely manner. And I'd say we spend quite a bit of time doing that.
I spent a bunch of time just this morning trying to find someone to someone willing to go into a crawl space and put a vapor barrier in. You'd be amazed how many people don't want to crawl into a crawl space.
No, I wouldn't. But let me ask how much that pays.
Yeah. Because I got an 18-year-old. Went and did it.
Yeah, it was a good quote. So maybe you guys could tag team it and get it done.
John, I'll see you
get it done for half.
We can fit in that crawl space.
I got an 18-year-old. And when he's not working at delivery, you know, he's going to college in the fall. He needs to work. Right.
This would be some good pocket change for college. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, but would the lender be okay with the unlicensed contractor putting in the vapor?
No. No, they would not.
Yeah, wink, wink.
Nods as good as a wink to a blind man, as Monty Python used to say. Boy, we're at almost 20 after already. We got to take a quick break to take care of the real estate side of, no, not the real estate side, the radio side.
Yes.
Of business. Danielle Yeager, realtor. Yeager, Y-E-A-G-E-R, yes?
Correct.
Okay. Danielle has two L's. Mm-hmm. If you spell it Danielle wrong, it'll probably still come on. Yeah. And David, what's that last name again?
Hammerschmidt.
Hammerschmidt Realtor. You got to add the realtor, too, because otherwise you get their personal page.
Yeah, don't like my, well, you can like them both, please. Anybody but hers.
Like and share their individual
page,
not
great.
Both, one or the other. Pick one or the other, and then we have a contest going for the end of the show. You're listening to Talk 94.9 WSJM.
All right.
Come on.
You got one?
Yes.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
In the studio tonight, David Hammerschmidt and Danielle Yeager of At Properties. If you were just looking at the logo, it would be ampersand properties. But if you're typing up a website, it'd be atproperties.com, number one real estate office in Berrien County. And there's a major contest going on here. We should have gone on live about 20. I should have recorded you about 20 minutes before we started.
I'm too busy on my phone. What'd you say?
I wouldn't think we'd be in the radio station frantically texting everybody that we know.
It's getting pretty heated.
Danielle Yeager Realtor page, everybody. Danielle Yeager Realtor. Like my page and share it.
On Facebook. Share it. Leave a comment. And then and David Hammerschmidt Realtor Facebook page again, too. Like it, share it. Don't do them both. Pick one or the other.
One or the other for now.
So
that would be great.
Mr. GQ or Mrs. Berrien County. Mrs. Berrien County.
Mrs.,
Actually, you could do Grizzly Adams now. The beard thing's looking good.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Give me a break. Hey, did I tell you about my new listing?
No, which one?
What's the address?
let me help you out with that, David. It's 3095 Hotchburger.
Yeah, 3095 Hotchburger Road in Eau Claire. It's a great little farmhouse.
Three bedrooms,
one bath on almost an acre. A really great new pole building.
Ooh.
And it's, I posted a video on it yesterday. The neighbors are goats. So you look across the street and there's some goats.
If your lawnmower is broken, you can just kind of.
It's a really nice, quiet country setting. It's only $74,900.
And that's the best part. You got three bedrooms, one bath, 1,100 square feet, plus the new pole barn you said on the full acre.
Yep.
And it's over $74,900. I got friends whose car payments are higher than this house payment would
be. It's got a newer roof, furnace, windows, heating and cooling. I mean, it's
been updated on the inside.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
You know, you're in general, depending on the taxes and insurance, you're really, if you were putting 20% out, then you're roughly looking at like a $400 or $500
cheaper than rent.
Far cheaper than rent.
And this has got like a 5-car garage size pole barn with it. It's
what
are the dimensions on that?
Four cars.
It's actually
maybe not five.
It's actually a really large 2-car. It's 32 by 24.
Okay, well,
I measured it.
There.
That's why they're a team.
It's really, no, we're not a team.
Well, she's correcting you.
We're not an official team, but
she just remembers the numbers better, maybe. But
it's more like a husband and wife work team almost.
It's scary.
Yeah, but we get to leave each other at the end of the day.
I was thinking that earlier, but I was afraid to say it because I didn't want Trudy or your husband to get unhappy.
I know. We get to go home to our significant others, to our better halves. Yeah.
No, yours is golfing tonight.
Mine is golfing, yeah.
Which course?
Berrien Hills.
Hey, Berrien, you're right around the corner. You're right. You got cell phone coverage on your cell phone right there.
Everybody at Berrien better be voting for Danielle Yeager Realtor on my Facebook page. Thank you.
Are you guys coming to the Realtor outing, the Real Help Foundation outing next Friday, not the 4th, the 11th? Oh, come on.
I hadn't planned
even for the lunch? Not golfing?
Last Friday was the first time I golfed this entire summer. Which is shocking
for
me.
Can't, if you're not on the golf list, you can't now, because there's 26 foursomes, I believe.
Oh, is it booked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's great. Booked, so I don't have to worry about it.
More than we've had in years.
Maybe I'll show up for food.
$15. I think Sherry wants your $15 check by this Friday, as she knows.
What's the good cause this year? What's the charity?
It's the Real Help Foundation.
Oh,
it's
our foundation. Our realtors, awesome. The Real Help Foundation.
You don't watch the videos that they send out either.
I'm sorry. I've been busy moving.
Dave Springsteen and I spent an hour and a half recording over and over and over and over again until we didn't. It was 10 minutes, I think. We just talked off the top of our heads. But
I can't imagine you needing more than one take.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it happens all the time. Depending on what it is and how good the filter on the mouth is running. We were talking off air. Sometimes .com just doesn't come out right. So I'm really careful about how I say that.
Before you send the text, read it first.
Yeah, because those spell correctors can be really goofy. Danielle Yeager, Realtor. David Hammersmith, Realtor. Those are the two Facebook pages. Danielle's cell phone is 269-876-2736. You probably just got...
Nice. I'm up eight more, just so you know.
876-2736 is Danielle's cell phone. David's is 369-7522. Emails are both their first names at atproperties.com. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And whichever one of you wins, I'll give you a $30 give you a $30 Lake House gift certificate courtesy of Amy Hugel and Union Home, I guess.
So we can go get some of their great seafood, as they were just advertised as one of the top seafood restaurants.
Were they?
They were. Yep.
Ooh. I like the wood bar to myself, you know, the layout and never mind. The remodeling that was done there, Amy and her dad and
beautiful. And you can't beat the view.
Well, she's a sponsor of several other programs in the community, aren't you, Amy?
Thank you, Amy Hugel. Go like my Facebook page.
Every employee at the Lake House right now, when you go to serve something at the table, ask them to pull out their cell phones.
And like Danielle Yeager, Realtor, on their Facebook page.
You're going down in flames right now. Something wrong here.
There ought to be a way for you to mass text every client you've had in 20 plus years. Don't you think?
I'm trying
if
to figure
David
that out right
now. If David knew how to
right
work
now.
Technology, he would probably do that. He's going to ask me how is the problem.
wait till the next break.
I'm going to go Facebook Live and watch the two of you go at each other back here while we're taking care of the business side of radio. News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
No business tonight.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about real estate. Sun came back out. I thought there were thunderstorms in the forecast today, but I don't see them at all. On this beautiful Thursday night, Danielle Yeager and David Hammerschmidt in the studios. Danielle's cell phone is 269-876-2736. David goes, don't you miss that, didn't you? Wrote it down wrong. David's cell phone is 269-369-7522. Their emails are both of their names at atproperties.com, the number one real estate office in Berrien County, though, of course, both of you work here and there outside of Berrien County as well, where listings may be. And there's a Facebook contest going on right now between the two of them to see who can get more likes and shares. Are you going to Mom's on Sunday for dinner?
Yeah. Hi, Mom. I'll be there Saturday.
Saturday, not Sunday. What is pie roast? What are we having?
I don't know what she's cooking, but family cookout at my mom's.
That's going to be good.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. So,
anyways.
I just had my mom over yesterday, David. I cooked for her. She didn't have to cook for me.
We should talk about real estate.
Good. My mom. Good thing you brought that up, David. Thanks.
I think it's been 30 years since my mother cooked. She was just here from California over the past week, and we saw My Fair Lady downtown, which was awesome with the symphony. And no, you wouldn't want her to cook.
No, my mom's a great cook.
We all need to treat our moms once in a while, anyways.
Hi, Mom. Mom, if I win the gift certificate, I'll take you to lunch.
all of Mom's friends can jump onto Facebook now.
Come on, David Hammerschmidt Realtor on Facebook.
Yeah, not .com. Facebook, Danielle Yeager, Y-E-A-G-E-R.
Danielle Yeager Realtor.
Not the personal page.
Correct.
The Realtor, Facebook. The professional page.
Yes. So
this is fun. This is more fun than I've had since... Well, never mind. Let's not discuss that.
since a couple Friday nights ago when I saw you?
I was working on... Oh, no. We had a great fun at that time, other than we got into a philosophical and religious discussion about Genesis. And I just happened to pick somebody who knew every lyric to every song.
Oh, that was Genesis. Chris Hill.
Yeah. I'm like, Chris, you are... Sorry, man. He knows. How do you know that? I can't remember baseball statistics and stuff, too. Now, if the song comes on, I can sing along with it, right?
But he knows them all.
Yeah, he knows them all.
Yeah.
It's an awesome skill. And, of course, the stereos were
Chris Hill, anyway. Go like my Danielle Yeager Realtor Facebook page.
He's not on Facebook. He's not on.
No.
All of Chris's friends. Go like
it. anyways, I was working on a speech earlier today or a talk that I've got to give later on, and I was... thinking about how, young and stupid I was on below the age of, say, 40, but 25 in particular, and going, boy, aren't we so glad there weren't cell phones with video cameras and cameras when
social
we were growing
media.
Up.
You if got social that media right. existed
in
when we
60s,
were young, we'd
70s
be in trouble.
And,
yeah.
Well, it would have been really 60s, ugly. 70s for either of you, but been in 80s and 90s for you guys.
Certainly not me.
No.
Maybe
we
David.
We didn't even have cameras then.
David had his bag phone.
Yeah, the ones that were like 10 pounds.
So I was moving my office and I found this box of pencils. And she looks at it and says, why is your home number on here?
It was his residence phone number.
Because we didn't have cell phones when I started in real estate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for somebody more experienced, 20 years. How long 20 years?
If you're looking for someone that knows how to work the technology that David can't figure out, contact Danielle Yeager.
Touché.
And if you want to know somebody who knows how to do both, then you call me.
Right.
We defer to you on that, John.
Yeah, right.
Danielle, you have a new listing. About to come out.
About to come. It's another sneak peek, and it's in St. Joe, really close to transportation. This house has been redone top to bottom. Really, really great work. They've done full basement with a bedroom and a full bath downstairs. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a finished basement with another bedroom, another bath. Carpet just got put in yesterday.
Wow. So this is a complete, really kind of a complete remodel.
Yep.
Martin, I was just going to look it up. Let me make this small for a second. Where is Martin Path?
Martin Path is in Washington Crossing off of Washington Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Great little kind of a pocket neighborhood over there.
It's a nice house.
It is a really nice house. They've done a lot of work on it.
Turnkey.
Absolutely.
Beautiful basement.
Well, and for that price, it's hard to find turnkeys.
You're not going to find that amount of space either for that. I mean, it's, you know, local here, close to everything. You can't beat the location.
My pole barn on Hotchburgers.
Except your two-car garage on Hotchburger.
24x32 pole barn.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Pole barns are nice.
No, Martin Path. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay. It is a great location. Yeah. Great new finishes on the inside.
Is that Washington near Glenlord or Washington near, it's not Maiden Lane. It's goodbye Glenlord.
Near Vineland.
Near Vineland. Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah, that little neighborhood that comes off of Washington there.
Yeah.
It's a sharp house.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's not listed yet.
It's not listed. It should be coming tomorrow, actually. We've just got a sign on the bottom.
Which means you'll have it sold by Saturday.
I sure hope so.
Well, in that condition, I would expect so. There are so many folks out there looking in that price range, you know. And there are a lot of houses that are in that price range and even up to the 275 that because of the square footage and location, they're in that price range, but are not really, they haven't had all the updates recently.
Yeah, this is in great condition. I mean, you just can't beat it. Like I said, with the new carpet getting put in, we actually had to wait a minute to get the pictures taken so that they could get the carpet installed. I mean, they wanted it fresh and ready to go for the new owners.
Are you doing the 3D video thing on it too?
We are going to do a video tour on it. Actually, I have a sneak peek on my Danielle Yeager Realtor Facebook page. You can see the sneak peek video. You can actually see the family room and kitchen area on that video if anybody's interested.
Oh, I see you smiling over there. But the whole time she was talking earlier, you were texting people.
Yeah.
Like your Facebook page.
I'm falling behind. Help me out, people.
Girl power. Girl power. Help a girl out right here.
I think we should have a contest of who can get more listings, in that hour. Would you come list my house for me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
David Hammersmith.
Absolutely.
Realtor.
David Hammersmith at atproperties.com.
Yeah, our new
Danielle Yeager at atproperties.com. And of course, if you jump out on the MLS website, if you Google search either one of you, you come up right away that way. Right?
Yep. You can Google me.
We're working on getting those Google likes.
We don't want all of your background,
up.
But we'll just.
Yeah, just the Facebook part.
So, you know, just for those who don't know, because not everybody knows the two of you. Brooke says, I was a first-time home buyer, and David was a great realtor to have for this experience. Took me to homes I wanted to see, sometimes more than once, was patient and thorough, walked me through the whole process with great communication throughout. Highly recommend David for your real estate needs. Sometimes that happens where we're showing a house for six or seven times, or we're showing 20 houses before the right one comes up.
That's okay. She actually lives right around the corner.
Does she? From you?
No, from the radio station.
Oh.
Too far from here, yep.
Fair Plains a nice, affordable area.
Great little house.
Danielle has one, too. At least one. But only one that I copied. Former client Kat says, now these are posted, these are out on Realtor.com or Zillow or wherever I found them. These are public things that somebody, actually real people wrote about this.
Yep.
They didn't pay somebody. Danielle is very efficient, has your needs and wants in mind always. She had tons of patience with us being first-time home buyers. She educated us every step of the way. She's very personable and easy to talk with. I highly recommend Danielle Yeager, Danielle with two L's. By the way, it doesn't mean you'd only work with first-time home buyers.
No.
But your sixth or seventh house, that's fine, too.
That's right.
No, it's one of the most rewarding type of customers to have.
The first-time home buyer.
Because both of us are very patient with our clients, with all clients. But when you're working with a first-time home buyer,
there are so many more questions.
You got to educate them on the market and make sure they're comfortable with every step of the process. And it's a lot more rewarding.
They're so excited about it.
And if you walk, I've owned seven or eight houses in my lifetime so far. And so, you know, when I walk into a house, I don't need you as my agent to point things out to me because I've owned enough houses and fixed enough wet basements and, you know, put in new windows and all those other things that I know what I'm looking for. But a first-time home buyer, you know, unless they grew up in a contracting family, mm-hmm. you know, wouldn't know to watch. I mean, some things will come up in inspections that you do that, you know, but your experience, you know, can help not only narrow down the search of what they're looking for so it really fits what their needs are, but when you're walking through the house, go, hey, you know, we might want to ask the inspector about this.
Right.
You know.
I always say, I think we talk people out of buying houses more often than we actually sell them.
We do, definitely.
Because the process of finding the right home, you have to be patient. It does take a while. So to find the right person that's going to work with you to do that and make sure that it's done right.
Absolutely. Because the last thing you want, I mean, this is not like buying a $10,000 used car from Deals on Wheels or something.
Right.
You know, whether it's, you know, $79,000 down in Hochberger or $239 over on Martin Path or something more expensive down on, you know, Edgewater, wherever, lakefront kind of property. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get into the house, you don't want to be surprised later on.
No big surprise.
By something that you didn't get, you know, informed about. So. All right, so Martin Path was $3,585, $239. There's a sneak peek video
on Danielle Yeager Realtor Facebook page. You can see some of the house on there and get a little bit of an idea of what the finishes are like on the inside. It's beautiful. It's a gorgeous home.
And David's Facebook page is davidhammersmithrealtor.com. And I only mention that again because you've got 10 more minutes and then the tally will be over.
I'll be nice and say that you could still see his video on Hochberger too and see the goats.
Oh, it's on David Hammerschmidt Realtor Facebook page.
Facebook page, not .com. Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break. So you got 3 minutes to get to text everybody else.
Yeah.
Hurry.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Okay, let's see. Is everything still seems to be working in the studio? Yep, that's working. We're recording for the podcast later. Welcome back to Real Talk about real estate. In the studio, Danielle Yeager, Realtor, on Facebook. David Hammerschmidt, Realtor, Facebook as well. And the contest ongoing for another, we have 6 minutes and 50 seconds or some odd thing.
It's close.
And they do this countdown correctly. So the two of you just recently moved to Add Properties, which again, number one in Chicago, has been for years, and number one now in Berrien County in terms of sales and volume and volume in homes, which is when it happened was a nice celebration, certainly within the company. But tell me a little bit about Add Properties.
Well, we're just really excited to join a team that's forward thinking, you know, the opportunity for growth, both for us as agents and for people coming in, wanting to list, wanting to buy with that company. The opportunity for growth there is just amazing. And they, you know, one of the things that they're trying to promote is that they're standardizing excellence. They don't want to, you know, just be good. They want to be excellent. So that's their standard now. So excellence is the standard. One of their slogans is, if it ain't broke, break it.
I love that.
And let's move forward. And let's, you know, we've got social media, we've got marketing, we've got all these platforms to use. And some of us can be a little slow to embrace them. But, you know, that's where people are at right now. And that's what people want to see. And one of the other things that they're really promoting is the use of technology to enhance communication, not to replace it, which right. I love that. I love that they're not just trying to push an app at you so that an agent doesn't have to communicate with you. They really want to use tools that help people communicate better and help us keep in contact with our clients in a more efficient way.
Well, and I know from some other work I've done with Ad Properties that, for instance, the marketing department in Chicago is phenomenal and turns things very quickly. We got about 10 days ago, we got the postcard in the mail for the summer homes tour that is going on Saturday from 10 to 3, I believe. And there's 40 some homes in that. But Mark Wortman brought by and dropped off the brochures for that. And oh, my word.
They're gorgeous.
Four color, glossy, yep. Beautiful.
And they do all pictures of that with no corporate backing. I mean, they're not a franchise.
Yeah.
So they're innovative. They're coming up with all of this on their own because they want to be the leaders in the market.
They want to be on the front edge of that.
They want to be on the cutting edge. They want to come up with everything. So it's just amazing the resources that we have available to us now and to share that with our clients, to be able to take a whole marketing team and share that with our clients who want to list their homes, to be able to take buyers in and say, you know, let's show them on this app and show them, you know, all these homes that they want to look at. And it's just, it's enhancing everything.
Yeah. The experience for the home buyer. And if you're looking to list your property,
right,
the experience and the opportunities that reach out to so many more people because of how that home is listed and marketed and shared, and, you know,
and they have what's called kind of a pocket listing app, and that without even listing on the MLS, you know, just prior to a home going on the MLS, they have over 2,000 brokers and 1 million users on that app looking for homes before it even hits the MLS. We have that kind of contact. So it's amazing. It's amazing the reach that they have.
Well, and again, like the home that we were talking about, that's about to go out for 239 on Martin Path, that kind of home in that condition in that neighborhood, that's a 24-hour kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not making promises because I'm not buying it. If you're Mr. owner of the home,
right,
Mr. Seller,
it is a very competitive market.
But it is, and homes that are in great shape are, you know, we've heard it so many times. Folks who are trying to buy some first-time home buyers in particular put in 5-6 offers, and they don't get accepted because they weren't the right offer. And that's part of how your experience helps folks in determining what the right offer is.
Absolutely. We're looking at, you know, we're not just looking at the price as a bottom line for something. We're looking at the price. We're looking at the lender. Obviously, we want to work with local lenders, people that are here, people that we can communicate with easily and regularly. You know, there's
like
just
John Wallace.
Absolutely. There's a lot of terms that are involved in the contract, and we want to make sure that all of those boxes are checked and not just the price box. So we're working for our clients in more ways than just getting them the price, because if we get them the right price and it doesn't go through appraisal, or if there's going to be issues with it, then that's no good for them either. So we want to make sure that everything
Ties into the local side of it again. I was in a meeting today with Scott McFarland over at Honor Credit Union, had a talk with Matt before that, and you know, Chemical, Horizon, United, and some of the other of us that are Frank Noble, for instance, over at Diamond, and us at Union Home, people who live in the community. I can't tell you how many people call me and say, hey, I got this appraisal because I was working with somebody out of state or somebody on the other side of the state that doesn't know the market. And, the house appraised for way below what everybody tells me it should be. What do I do? You're going somewhere else. But I've seen appraisals come in $50,000 below. I actually saw an appraisal last week that was done in July, and that appraiser used comparable sales from 2007 and 2008.
Whoa.
Three of the six listings were from 2007, 2008. Well, there is no way any house compares to what it was 10 years ago.
No, the market change has been so drastic. I mean, 2007, 2008 was the crash, right?
And it's come up. And in some neighborhoods, there have been so much remodeling and renovation that the values are up way over what they were.
Right.
Then,
as opposed to a 2007, some things were overinflated. And all the overinflated stuff back then for our region in particular has been completely recovered. We are not below where we were before the collapse way back then. We're above it. The market is solid, and it's a very good housing market in this area. So
it's a great housing market. And we just feel like this move has given us a lot of support. They're a brokerage that says, how can we help you as an agent help your clients? Because they know
and then
that
they go do it.
And then they do it and they offer it up to you because, you know, the bottom line is if we do more for our clients, it's better for everyone. So the bottom line is they want to support us as much as possible. They want to give us all the tools, the technology, the support, the marketing, everything that we need to make that the right fit for the client.
Yeah. Well, I love working with Ad Properties. Danielle Yeager, Realtor on Facebook. David Hammerschmidt on Realtor.
David
Hammerschmidt, Realtor.
Hammerschmidt, Realtor.
You're out of time. We got like 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Oh, we
here.
Need to check our stats.
I think I'm
checked. Check
toast.
The numbers. Your mom didn't get all her friends to go fix it right now?
My mom's not on Facebook.
Is this like the picture where she's got all her pictures on the wall and say, this is my picture wall? My
I'm
going to
like
wall?
Them. I'm going to yeah. like them.
I'm going to like them on the wall. Yeah. yeah.
Well, I got 10, David. Where are you at? We're at the end of it.
Hold on. How do I find out?
Right on the page, it would say likes and an arrow up or an arrow down.
Once again, for the technologically advanced client,
right,
call
so
Danielle Yeager.
How many did I start with?
You two. Started with 100, two less than me.
148?
You were at 148.
I've got less than you.
What's the number?
Wah, wah.
Six.
You're at six more?
I beat him six by more. 40%.
Did you study economics?
I did not, but
Danielle's cell phone, because we're out of time, is 876-2736. Dave's cell phone, 369-7522. Look for new listings coming out from them soon. And
thank you, John.
Thanks for having us, John. This was great fun tonight.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. An equal housing lender. Real talk about real estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.